This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K-P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, middle initial H, Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, date of birth 6/10/1943. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Crowley with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was November 7th of last year. His weight is stable. He did have COVID April 18th. His symptoms were fatigue and diarrhea, no significant respiratory symptoms, and he did not require any oral Paxlovid or any other treatment. It did resolve spontaneously, and he's feeling fine at this point. But he does have problems with his right eye. He lifted a heavy ladder this weekend, and now he's got some black spots and wavy lines in his eye. And he has had a history of PVD, like P, like Paul, V, like Victor, D, like David, of the right eye. And his ophthalmologist told him to get into the clinic immediately if he developed any of the symptoms that he's currently having. So he is headed over to the ophthalmologist immediately after this appointment. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, dyspnea, or cough. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril 5 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 206 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff 126 over 68. Pulse is 82. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 1st, 2023. Creatinine is 1.28, which is actually improved. Previous levels were 1.45, 1.41. Estimated GFR is 57. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium, 9.7. Phosphorus is 2.5. Albumin, 4.4. Hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, 2, hypertension well controlled, 3, diabetic nephropathy also well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.